Sitting in his expansive CEO office, Chris Dixie leaned back in his chair, phone pressed to his ear. He gazed out the expansive window at the sprawling city below. With a tremor in his voice, he ended the call. "I hope this works," Chris muttered, a bead of sweat forming on his brow. "If this fails, my company will be ruined." "Barbara, could you please come in?" Chris spoke into the intercom. "I could use a fresh cup of coffee." Moments later, the lovely blonde entered the room, placing the steaming coffee on his desk. "Is there anything else, sir?" "Actually, there is," Chris said, rising from his chair and closing the office door. "While I have a strict policy against romantic relationships between employees, I must confess that I've developed strong feelings for you. I'd like to ask if you'd consider having dinner with me tonight. Naturally, it would need to remain a secret." Barbara's heart fluttered. She had always found her boss attractive, but the thought of jeopardizing her job was daunting. "That would be lovely," she replied. "I'll pick you up at 8 then?" Chris asked. "Sounds perfect," Barbara said, feeling a surge of exhilaration as she exited the building. "You never know where inspiration will strike," Chris chuckled, turning to his laptop. He scrolled through his bookmarks, past sites with intriguing fantasy stories and illustrations, and finally landed on Fiction Mania. Indeed, you never know. Chris rummaged through a pile of urgent bills and threatening letters before retrieving his personal cell phone. He tapped on a banner that read, "Shop Spells R Us Online." With a few clicks, he found himself engaged in a video call. "Greetings, Chris." A man in a plush bathrobe greeted him with a friendly grin. "What the—" Chris's eyes widened in surprise. "Don't be so startled, Mr. Dixie," the wizard chuckled. "You've explored similar stories, and thus you understand the implications of engaging with me." "Right, I just didn't expect to be speaking to you personally," Chris replied. Underscore, 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 underscore. "I can hardly wait for tonight," Barbara said to her roommate Sandra, trying on a pink slip dress. She looked herself over in the mirror. "You still haven't told me who this mystery man is," Sandra said, also looking herself over in the mirror. She was wearing a cute purple bra and panty set with a pair of purple slides on her feet. "He must be a real catch." "Sorry, he's my secret dream," Barbara replied, picking out the perfect dress. "Sounds like a fairy tale," Sandra replied with a smile. "Makes me wish we could swap dates for a day." "You're just saying that because you'd rather be with me than some guy," Barbara teased. "You know I only date men." "Oh, you have no idea what you're missing, girlfriend," Sandra teased back. Underscore, 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 underscore. That evening, they arrived at one of the most exclusive restaurants in the city. Chris, looking sharp in his dark blue suit, escorted Barbara inside. "You look absolutely stunning tonight, Barbara," Chris said, admiring her purple dress that showcased her shoulder and her legs in its side slit. The 3-inch heeled black boots with purple accents complemented her ensemble perfectly. "Thank you," Barbara replied, feeling overwhelmed as they took their seats. "I never imagined I'd be dining in a place like this." "I always treat the women I care about to the best," Chris replied with a warm smile, pouring her a glass of wine. "Let's raise a toast to our little secret." A few hours later, they were back at Barbara's apartment. "I know it's modest compared to what you're accustomed to," Barbara said, inviting him to join her for a nightcap. "I remember delivering papers to your place once. It was incredible." "The penthouse is one of many properties I own, both here and abroad," Chris said, producing a small package. "This is a token of my appreciation for this wonderful evening." Barbara excitedly unboxed a beautiful necklace. "Thank you, it's lovely. Can't wait to see it in the mirror." "Allow me to help you with it," Chris said, following her into her room. He noticed the twin beds. "You have a roommate?" "You know Sandra from work, right?" Barbara said, feeling a sudden wave of dizziness, and she slumped into Chris's arms. They both fell back on the bed. "What happened?" Barbara said, startled by the sound of her own voice. "I'm so sorry to do this to you, but it's my only solution," Chris said. "This necklace is a special item from a website, Spells R Us Online. I made a series of rash decisions regarding my company's finances, and if I don't make a fast change, I will have to shut it down. I needed some time to gather my thoughts and develop a solution." "And you think they won't come looking for you, thinking I'm you?" Barbara asked. "Don't worry," Chris replied with a reassuring smile. "I'm finalizing a very important business deal that will resolve the financial issues and safeguard the company. I know you're intelligent and can help me manage things until the deal is finalized. Please tell me about your roommate and then take my car to my place. What about the necklace? Barbara asked. Can we reverse the spell with it? Unfortunately, the magic will prevent us from switching back for at least 24 hours, Chris explained. Then I should keep it safe, Barbara said. Why? Chris asked, genuinely curious. I planned to give it to you so I could keep it safe within your body. I don't have a safe, and this area is notorious for robberies, Barbara replied. It's far safer in your penthouse. Much as it pains me to admit it, you're correct, Chris said as he carefully removed the necklace from Barbara's neck and handed it to her. The next day, Barbara marveled at how easy it was to get dressed as a man. Chris's calendar showed that it was his usual day off, a practice he had established to manage work-related stress. After a quick shower and shave, she donned a simple tan t-shirt, a black leather jacket, blue jeans, and black loafers. Can't wait to hit the town, Barbara said, feeling quite confident in her new look. Looking good, Mr. Dixie, the doorman greeted Barbara as she left Chris's penthouse. Underscore, 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 underscore. Good thing the necklace was magic, Chris thought to himself as he slipped into Barbara's brown coat over his white blouse. He chose a pair of blue slacks for casual Friday, along with some brown tights, tan heels, and an ankle buckle that Barbara favored. As he reached for a small strap purse, Sandra emerged from the bathroom. I guess dressing as a woman has become second nature to me, Chris thought. Too bad we can't wear our fashion flair today to hunt for some cute boys, Sandra said, admiring her yellow blouse, blue denim jacket, and jeans. She had on yellow high heels that matched her top and a blue purse. I remember in high school we had the whole football team drooling. Yeah, Chris chuckled, a shiver running down his spine. As Sandra continued to talk, Chris was suddenly aware of Sandra putting on nude-colored hose, blue bloomers, a blue mini skirt, and a blue and white top. It was a little disturbing that he noticed the cuteness of any man. On their way to work, Chris and Sandra stopped at their usual street corner restaurant for a light breakfast and diet sodas. Chris discovered that his appetite was significantly diminished in his new body. Barbara's duties went by without incident. On days when she wasn't assisting Chris, she was assigned to help George McDonald. The magic granted Chris access to Barbara's skills and knowledge. However, he was not prepared for George's inappropriate behavior, such as slapping his backside and poking his chest playfully. He also wasn't prepared for how exhausted his feet would be at the end of the day. Fancy having a picnic dinner in the park? Sandra suggested as she passed Chris on her way back from the ladies' room. Sounds lovely, Chris replied, forgetting for a moment that they were two women and not a man being asked on a date. See you next week, chick, George said as he pointed his finger like a gun at Chris, sending the bullet of love right through your heart. As if, Chris thought with a smirk. I adore evening picnics in the park, Chris said as he sat on a blanket near the duck pond. He had changed into a pink ruffled top, a pink ruffled mini skirt, and black thigh-high leather boots. A few ducks swam playfully under the bridge. It's a wonderful idea, Sandra said, settling down in a white floral print tank top, slacks, and ruby loafers. Perhaps your mystery man will join us. Underscore, 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 underscore. I was hoping I'd find you here, Chris, George said as he spotted Barbara at the gym. Barbara was enjoying the added strength she had gained in Chris's body. Hi, George, Barbara responded, continuing her workout without making eye contact. What's with the cold shoulder? George asked. I was wondering if you'd be interested in our annual ski trip. Remember the girls we met last year? Barbara's mind was flooded with Chris's memories. She, or rather Chris, was dressed in a blue jacket, jeans, and black boots. George had a red jacket with gray sleeves, gray pants, and boots. He also recalled how poorly they treated the girls. Yet for some reason, she didn't mind. Yeah, I remember, Barbara said, feeling a surge of something strange at the memory of the girls. One had on a long brown coat, purple top, blue jeans, and black leather fur-topped boots, and the other had a rainbow-striped hat, a purple top, tan pants, and tan leather boots. I hear you have a new girl in your life, George said. Yeah, Barbara replied. I've been seeing Barbara, my assistant. Oh yeah, she's a real stunner, George said with a nod. No wonder she's not giving me the time of day. The following day, when Chris arrived at work wearing a vibrant green sundress and sandals, he found two plane tickets on Barbara's desk. He grabbed them and knocked on his office door. "Come in," a familiar voice responded. "What is this?" Chris asked, confused. "I thought we agreed to keep our relationship a secret. Everyone in the office seems to know, and what are these tickets for?" "I finalized the deal you were working on to address your financial issues," Barbara explained calmly. "Since I'll need my best secretary to accompany me, you'll be coming with me on a trip. George heard about the tickets and probably started the rumors. Don't worry, I'll take care of him and the situation." "I certainly hope so," Chris replied. "It would be disastrous if our secret were revealed. The necklace is safe, right?" "Don't you worry your pretty little head about it," Barbara said, gently kissing Chris on the cheek. "Just get me some coffee and don't stress about anything. That's why you made the switch, after all." "Can we switch back now?" Chris asked. "I don't have it with me," Barbara explained. "It's in a safe place. I think you'll enjoy showing off my body if the bikini I bought you fits." "What?" Chris cried out, his voice a mixture of shock and panic. "Do you want the entire office to hear you?" Barbara questioned, her voice soft yet firm. "Now be a good girl and get back to your duties. We're leaving at the end of the week." "Yes, sir," Chris managed to mutter through gritted teeth. "Oh, and my period is due this weekend, so make sure you pack accordingly for our trip," Barbara said with a sly smile. Chris turned pale at the prospect of experiencing a period, but didn't dare to confront his former body as he left the office. "Isn't this amazing?" Sandra exclaimed, her voice laced with excitement. "Now that you're dating the big boss, we're going on an island vacation on company funds." "You're coming too?" Chris asked, a hint of surprise in his voice. "Well, Mr. Dixie will have a lot of work to do on the trip, and we figured we could enjoy some shopping and other fun things while you're not occupied," Sandra explained with a playful grin. "How thoughtful of him," Chris sighed, his heart sinking a little. The rest of the week passed uneventfully, even less stressful than his first days as a working girl, as he wasn't on constant guard against unwelcome advances like he was when he was a man. He was also relieved to discover that the magic of the transformation made the experience of his period a seamless one. "You have a fabulous outfit," Barbara complimented Chris as he lay on a beach chair in a vibrant rainbow bikini, pink sandals, a pink purse, and sunglasses. Chris had to admit that his old body looked good in a yellow tropical top, cut-off jeans, and black sandals. "Thank you," Chris replied, blushing slightly. "Now that we're here, can we switch back before Sandra gets here?" "Here's the necklace," Barbara said, handing it over. "It would look so much better around my neck than yours." "Very funny," Chris responded as he leaned in for a kiss, but he felt nothing. There was no dizziness, no change. "Nothing's happening?" "Of course not, dear," Barbara said with a gentle smile. "You skipped over a vital detail in the necklace's instructions. If you become pregnant or start your period while inhabiting my body, the transformation becomes permanent." "What?" Chris cried out in disbelief. "And that's the reason I was looking at you as you were laying down," Sandra said as she approached the pair. She was wearing a black sleeveless top with a pink flower, a wraparound tropical skirt, a multicolored necklace, blue sandals, and a blue purse. "Barbara clued me in on the whole switch thing, and being bisexual, I was ecstatic about the chance to experience Mr. Dixie and Barbara's bodies. Of course, that's assuming you still like women." I don't know anymore," Chris stammered, his voice filled with confusion and a tear rolling down his cheek. "Don't cry," Sandra said, offering a comforting smile. "Being a woman isn't so terrible. You've done remarkably well this past week. If Barbara decides she likes you enough for marriage, someday you'll get your company back, along with this beautiful new body." "Would you marry me?" Chris asked with a sniffle. "Maybe someday, if you're willing to become a good wife." Barbara smiled and kissed him gently. "I was never very good at cooking and cleaning as Sandra is, so if you learn to be a proper housewife like the new me expects the new you, then maybe someday." Chris grasped that marriage was his only path to regaining his old life and company. He knew he'd never be able to have a relationship with someone like George, and it wouldn't be a path to happiness anyway. Though Sandra was quite attractive and he had Barbara's permission to engage with her, he didn't want to jeopardize the new potential relationship with Barbara. "You two go shopping," Barbara said with a confident smile. "Now that the deal is settled, I'm going to wire the funds to clear my debts and prepare for a new life. Maybe tonight we can have a fun night together." As Sandra led Chris away to begin his new life, Barbara set in motion her plans for the future. A future where she'd thrive in the world of business, in a man's world,